Welcome, everybody, to episode 492 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohort, Eric the Great. Breakman the Bold should be here any minute now. He's stuck in traffic, but he will be joining us. Eric, how was your week, man?
I'm just going to say, if you insult somebody by calling them a gorilla, you're actually doing gorillas a disservice by calling them that. So
Yeah, don't call people gorillas. I think Roseanne Barr.
Or et cetera.
Yeah, Roseanne Barr.
Because Milo is a Milo with Leslie Jones calling them a gorilla, and I think Roseanne just said ape.
There has to be an origin of that shit. I'm wondering if anybody out there knows the origin of that particular brand of racism.
Demonizing a group of people by considering treating them as less than human by calling them animals. I mean, no, they call black people coons too.
Yeah, no, I understand that, but I'm wondering what the evolution of comparing especially black people to apes, because I remember, I think it was Alex Jones that perpetuated the
because apes are in Africa, and they're from Africa. That's the connection, I think.
Yeah, but what they don't understand is everybody's from Africa, so
well, they don't want to admit it.
Yeah, they won't admit it, but I bet you if you were to trace their DNA, everybody's DNA traces back to Africa. So, you know, it's funny. But anyways, let's get started with the show proper. Enough about that, Eric. Let's go ahead with our first news stories.
First news stories are about Warhammer, and the first game is Warhammer Chaos Bane, announced for PC and consoles. Big Ben, the Games Workshop and Echo Software, have announced Warhammer Chaos Bane, which is an adaptation of the venerable franchise, be the first time that the fantasy world has been placed inside the action RPG genre, and is currently in development.
Ooh, that's actually big news. Action RPG, I'm down for that.
It's an announcement, so we don't have a release date.
Yeah, no release
date. We don't know what consoles, but I'm going to say Switch is probably out on this one.
Oh, yeah, it's probably going to be PS4, Xbox One for sure.
They'll probably do a Switch version later, and it won't look as good.
Yeah, for sure.
Because they probably won't spend a whole lot of time on it.
Yeah. All right, what's our next Warhammer story, Eric?
Next Warhammer story is Warhammer 40K Inquisitor. That's 4,000, but 40K is easier to say.
And this one's probably going to be more of a traditional Warhammer title, I'm assuming.
Yeah, real time action RPG.
Yeah, yeah.
With RTS elements, probably.
Yeah, Warhammer has a huge following. They got kind of a cult following, so delayed. That's concerning.
Procedural map generation. That doesn't sound good.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds lazy.
It does.
Who cares about actually designing a game?
Yeah, exactly.
We could trick people into thinking they're getting a new experience every time they play, even though it's the same few tile sets regenerated.
Are you a fan of randomly generated titles like RPGs and stuff, Eric? Because I'm not a fan of that.
I mean, Dark Lord 2 had randomly generated dungeons, but there was usually enough variance in between them.
Yeah.
And they only lasted for a couple floors.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not a big fan of it, to be honest with you. I like just
Persona. Let's see, Persona
3.
Three through five all do that,
yeah,
to some extent. Because five has the main story dungeons, which are linear and they're preset. But when you go into what I like to call Cardus, which is everybody's palace,
yeah,
that's randomly generated. But there's not much to those sections other than to get loot.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's go on to our next story from RPG Site. I don't know if anybody's exactly clamoring for this next game, Eric, but nonetheless, Star Ocean and Anamnesis is headed to the West. This comes to us from RPGsite.net.
Star Ocean Cystic Fibrosis.
Yeah, exactly. After suddenly appearing on the Google Play Store, Square Enix is apparently bringing Tri-Ace's free-to-play smartphone RPG Star Ocean Anamnesis to the West for iOS and Android devices. The game has been available to users in Japan since December of 2016, and a recent Star Ocean Fest 2018 was held that mostly focused on it. It features real-time 3D combat, gorgeous 3D graphics, build your own squads, and thrilling multiplayer battles. And I'm kind of looking at it now for mobile game.
It's basically like Star Ocean Raider Keeper.
Yeah, that's a good comparison, but it looks okay. Like they said,
I wonder how it controls though, since it is in a 3D environment though.
Yeah, that's a good.
And Star Ocean's always been like an action centric game.
Yeah, yeah, this is weird. I can't see it being very good, but maybe. Maybe somebody with a mobile device.
Good enough for them to try with a failed franchise like this in this country.
Yeah. I like the other games okay, but this game, I don't know. Free to download July.
Let us not speak of Star Ocean 3 or 4.
All right, Eric.
5 is also apparently terrible, but it's like much better than 4.
Yeah.
It takes that much to be better than 4.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to do this next story. Maybe this will be better than all the Star Oceans combined, Eric. This comes to us also from RPGsite.net. Mary Skelter 2 gets delayed to July 12th in Japan. It was originally due for release on June 28th, but it's changed to July 12th due to, quote, various circumstances.
So there's some technical issues, or they're considering it, putting it on another platform.
Yeah.
So they might have to tweak a couple things before they do the PS4 release.
Yeah. As an apology, though, this is kind of nifty. Compile Heart promises to compensate by giving the following presents to the users: a PS4 themed theme based on the adventure game Romantic Prison Mary Skelter, which is available as a pre-order bonus, will be published for free at the PlayStation Store. Swimsuit Job DLC for all the characters that can be used in Mary Skelter 2. The release dates for these DLC will be announced at a later time in the official site and other places. And PS Vita version bonus jobs: T. Healer, G. Assassin, J. O. Singer, and Sakura Shrine Maiden in the remake of the first Mary Skelter Nightmares will be implemented in the game directly in advance. So that's kind of cool that they're giving some freebies to people, but the pre-order people kind of get screwed. I'm guessing that the reason people pre-order shit nowadays is just because additional DLC costumes and stuff like that. So it kind of sucks for people that already pre-ordered.
But I need to review the first game.
Yeah. Yeah. Get on it.
I have had time. It's like review code, review code, review code. I just never get to it.
Yeah.
I'm finally starting to loosen that, though.
Yeah. We're going to leave the next...
And summer's a good time to get caught up.
Yeah. We're going to leave the next story for break if he gets in here before we get done, Eric. So go ahead and go with the next story after the Fallout story.
We got Yomiuri: The Long Night Collection heads to Nintendo Switch this October. And that's in both Europe, for October 26th for Europe, and October 30th for North America. It's like, why don't you just, you know, synchronize your releases?
Yeah. This game looks interesting, Eric. What do you know about this game? Do you know anything about it?
Yeah, they're adventure games with a horror bent.
Because I was going to say it.
You'd like them.
Yeah, it sort of reminds me just what I've seen from this trailer that I'm playing on the stream now. It sort of reminds me of Corpse Party in a way. Is that a fair comparison, Eric?
Not really, because it's considerably less gory.
Yeah, well, I mean...
And less story-driven. Most of the story is told through actual just visuals.
Yeah, yeah.
And no dialogue. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot more dialogue in 2, but it's usually a narration.
I'm just talking atmosphere-wise. It kind of looks in the same vein. You know, kind of, like you said, horror-type shit. So, yeah. All right, so...
And thankfully, they're doing it. They're not doing it like Capcom's did, Mega Man Legacy Collection 1 and 2, where both games will be on the single cartridge.
Yeah.
But then again, they're small enough for that to not even be an issue.
Yeah.
But,
All right, let's go.
Also, the fact that the Mega Man Legacy 1 and 2 collections were written by different developers, so getting the work together would be hard unless you made it. But, like, it shouldn't be too hard to make a menu letting you select the screen. I mean, Kingdom Hearts collections do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Capcom's weird. Lazy.
No. All right, next story, Eric.
Wait, do you want me to mention the limited edition and the contents?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Of course, it includes the game, but there's also an art book, a Lost Girls pin set, a company, double-sided poster. Yeah, there's like a sign somewhere that says company, because they don't want to use an actual name of a company.
Yeah.
But collector's box, because there's always a collector's box.
Always. All right. Next story, Eric.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised that the first Yomiuri hasn't been ported to PS4 yet.
Yeah, I'm surprised too. These games look like
they. But you might as well just get them on the Switch.
Yeah. All right. Next story, Eric.
But next story is Pokemon Quest.
Yeah.
Which released a couple days ago. Anyways, it is, from what I could tell, it looks like they took like the basic con art aesthetic from Cubivore, but applied the Pokemon Rumble formula to it. But it's a mobile game, so of course there's stamina meters, and you have to pay microtransactions to let you play more, or you can wait. Cause
yeah, but of course.
Goddamn fucking mobile games.
Yeah, I know, man. Mobile games are the bane of games, I think, man. I agree. It's a cash grab for sure.
Here's what you have to pay for the in-app purchase, a.k.a. microtransactions. Yeah. They range from $2.99 for individual items up to $17.99 for the Ultra Expedition Pack.
Yeah. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Which offers increased drop rates, experience, and other bonuses. Also, much like Pokemon Rumble, you have to sacrifice your older things to make newer things.
Yeah. All right, Eric. Why don't you do the next Pokemon story as well?
Next Pokemon story is about Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Pokemon Let's Go Eevee have been announced for a Switch, which follows the rumor/leak, I guess.
Yeah.
But so there's no Pokemon Gen 8 this year, but it probably was going to happen this year anyways.
Yeah.
But this game is inspired by Pokemon Yellow, where you play as a trainer who gets your starter, and your starter is either Pikachu or Eevee based on which version you get.
Yeah.
Eevee does not evolve, by the way.
Interesting.
Much like but Pikachu, the only way Pikachu can evolve is by using a Lightning Stone, and if you play the games, you shouldn't use a Lightning Stone until you've taught it all the moves you possibly want to teach it, because once it evolves to Raichu, it doesn't learn anything new.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Because stone evolutions typically don't let you do that, because it's kind of considered like you use steroids to power up your Pokemon, so that's like the penalty for leveling them too early with a stone.
Yeah. Looks interesting.
You still teach it like TMs, though, but it does look like it's inspired by Pokemon Go, and I think you can actually use the Pokemon you've captured from Go as long as they're the original 151 Pokemon, and you can put them back into the game.
That's cool.
And it does seem to be a sort of remake of the first Pokemon game.
Yeah.
But it's made for, like, younger kids, so that's why the characters look all cute.
And they actually have, like, a ball controller, it looks like.
Yeah, you use that to capture the Pokemon.
Huh. Interesting. I think that's a cool idea. What do you think, Eric?
It's like as soon as you catch it to, like, you close it and you, I think, hold down the button or something.
Yeah. It looks cool.
I don't know how exactly it works, but something like that.
Yeah, it does look like there is a Pokemon Go functionality with it as well. So that's kind of a nifty move on Nintendo's part. Because
there's also a co-op mode where each player can hold one Joy-Con and individual Pokemon in battle. You'll both be able to explore the field at the same time and have an easier time catching Pokemon with the modified interface.
That's really cool. I think this is good news for Pokemon fans for sure.
Only local multiplayer, though.
Yeah. Well,
which is lame.
Yeah, but we've talked about that before. Nintendo doesn't know what it's doing with online shit yet, but eventually one day they'll get it.
No, they know what they're doing. It's just they don't really have an interest in it.
Yeah, and that's a shame because that could be a whole new stream of revenue for them. But whatever.
Well, it's supposed to be for younger kids, so yeah. I guess the idea is much like the original Pokemon, they want them to meet in person.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. I guess I could see that. All right, let's move on to the next story.
And then once they get introduced to Pokemon that way, they'll buy the newer games, which do have online.
Yeah, no, it's smart thinking on their part for sure. I just think they're missing an opportunity with the online functionality. But maybe this next game will have good online functionality for the PS4. Ni No Kuni 2, Revenant Kingdom shipments and download sales top 900,000, series at 2.8 million. So this is good news, I guess. 900K, is that considered good nowadays? I would assume that's a runaway success.
Just under a million, that's... they're not Square, so
yeah. Yeah, I would say that's a huge success. So yeah. All right. I don't think we need to go more into that. Eric, next story, please.
Next story is, let's see, Valkyrie Lenneth. Oh wait, Ni No Kuni. Valkyrie Profile Lenneth is out on mobile now.
Oh, okay.
But here's the special price that they're giving early adopters, and it's only for the low price of $16.
Oh, only
$16. Until then, after June 5th, which is only a couple days from now, the price will return to its $17.99 price tag. Two whole fucking dollars!
Wow, thanks, Square, for two extra bucks.
Game should obviously be $8.
It looks good. I mean, it really does look good, but I agree.
I did a decent job remastering it. It didn't look so good on my my monitor because blowing up like that, it looks ugly. But I'm sure on a smaller screen, it looks better.
Yeah.
But playing a mobile game with game that was designed with a controller in mind doesn't sound good because you have to do the 2D sections. But it might be better when you actually get into battle and you can just tap parts of the screen instead. But
yeah. Hey, it looks like Freak 5 and Dungeon Buster are in chat. What's up, fellas?
Most enemies can be frozen on the screen, so you can just use them as a stepping ladder and skip fighting them if you can.
Yeah.
But if you're like trying to do the platforming parts, that's going to be hard.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, it is what it is, I guess, Eric. I mean, what can you do? Next story comes to us from Gamatsu. Sorcery Saga, Curse of the Great Curry God for PC launches June 4th, and there's no real trailer for it, but I will tell you about it. It looks like, actually, let's get a break in here. Break's joining us a little bit late.
I wonder how good of a job Ghostlight's done because the track record is spotty.
Yeah. It says, join Pupuru, a hardworking Is that like potpourri? Is that like a Japanese play on potpourri?
I don't know. It's probably a play on some kind of food, though.
Yeah.
Really, it's not poop joke? Because yeah. it definitely sounds like a poop joke to me.
Breakman.
No, then it would be poop.
Breakman decided to join us. Yeah, poo-poo-ka-choo is what the kids are saying nowadays. Mm-hmm. Hardworking student on a delectable road.
Out of the chute.
Yeah, out of the chute, poo-poo-roo. I want that version. I really do. So it's a roguelike adventure filled with excitement, humor, thrills, and all the curry you can eat as you quest to save your favorite local curry restaurant from being swallowed up by the big bad curry chain that's moved into
curry,
town.
Won't they give you heartburn if you have too much of it?
Yeah, exactly. Key features: quest for curry, arm yourself, stock up on skills, and then venture forth into the many dungeons. Share your curry with friends. A strange quest needs a strange group of companions. And finally, behold the power of curry. Create delicious curry dishes from the
ingredients. Curry of life.
Yeah,
Naruto.
Exactly. Create delicious curry dishes from the ingredients you find in the ever-changing dungeons to boost your stats. So there you go. There's a nice little intro to Sorcery Saga, Curse of the Great Curry God. So for the PC... So there you go. Breakman, we saved a couple of news stories for you. You want to do them?
Sure. I was looking through them, and I think I know which ones you're talking about.
Yep. The Mega Man.
Actually, technically, you got three that you could talk about.
Yeah, for sure. The Mega Man and Fallout. So do those two stories.
Yes. If it would load, I clicked it, and it's still not loading. The Mega Man 11. Basically, they reveal a couple of robot monsters, and what the fuck, man? Why is this page loading?
I have no idea. But
seriously,
in the meantime, Freak 5 says he shit his pants.
You can always go to the chat room and look at the video, and Frank can scroll for you.
Yeah, exactly. No, we'll wait on it.
It's not loading at all.
I'll wait for it.
Can't be reached.
I'll wait for it. I'll do the next story while we wait for yours. Break. Fire Pro Wrestling World for PS4 launches August 28th in North America. So there's the story. The key features: real wrestlers, real moves. Mix up the rules. Modes include deathmatch, that's cool, steel cage, barbed wire, or landmines. No holds barred gruesome fighting. And SWA homebrew rules that mix pro wrestling and MMA. This is actually kind of refreshing.
You know, it can also do it. They edit the wrestlers, so you could have crazy like wrestlers like Kiryu.
Yeah. Unlimited customization, realistic simulation, and
why is MXT here?
I know MXT. This is right up MXT's, alley. Play online, so that's cool too.
He doesn't live in an alley. He lives in a van down by the river.
I thought he was the troll under the bridge. So
yeah, that's why he has a van down by the river. Yeah. It's underneath the bridge. Yeah.
Duh, what'd you think the T stood for?
Yeah, exactly. Are you having any success,
Brad? I found that they didn't have .com at the end of it, so I wouldn't load.
Oh, okay. So go for it.
Okay, coming to us from... I don't know what. Oh, this is Go Nintendo.
Yep.
I'm just live from Go Nintendo. Nintendo 11. Mega Man 11. New details on two robot masters, the gear system, and more. It's not really a news article. It's just bullet points here.
Yep.
Blockman stage has an Egyptian Aztec fusion theme. So we have a guy named Blockman and a guy named Fuse Man, which is his stage is a power plant.
Yeah.
I'm hoping there's a woman.
Yeah,
Brickman looks like what Hard Man should have been.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
I haven't actually seen a picture of him yet. I haven't watched the trailer. I haven't had a chance. Dr. Wily has an epiphany of the gear ability system in his advanced age. He recalls that he pioneered the technology with Dr. Light when they were both young. The gears can slow down time, power up a fighting robot, or combine both for a last-ditch effort in battle. Wily decides to power up his current set of master robots with the gear system. Mega Man insists that he also receives the upgrade from Dr. Light, so if they had this technology for forever... Why aren't they just not using it? Use the shoulder button to activate
speed gear. He didn't. I guess they abandoned it because it was too dangerous.
Okay. And that's why Mega Man's demanding you put it in them. Okay, which slows down time, the Speed Gear does. To use the shoulder buttons to activate Power Gear, which powers up the Mega Buster and gives him 2 full charge shots. Both abilities are set on a cooldown. Mega Man can also build up a charge through the level that allows him to combine both gears as a desperation move, which I think is really cool. After using this, Mega Man will overheat and be unable to use charge shots for a short time.
It also renders you with exactly 1 piece of health.
Yeesh. Wow.
Yikes. Robot Masters use the same technology. They add different phases to their boss fights. Blockman uses Power Gear to assemble a block-filled mech, that dick. Fuse Man's stage is littered with electricity and traps around Mega Man's feet. Fuses shoot electric beams as they go through the stage.
Yeah.
I've also, got some more details from people who played it at, a demo, one of those anime conventions or whatever, but the gear system, the way it works is, basically the slowing down part's kind of like bullet time, and the other one just powers up your shots.
Yeah.
As DB in chat says, it's Mega Man of Persia.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyways, I really like where this game's headed now. It's a much better presentation than when the initial reveal happened.
Yeah.
But there's also going to be separate buttons for Rush. Using the Rush coil is tied to a button now. And
I like that.
Instead of using the shoulder buttons to swap weapons, now you have a radial dial based on, if you press it in a certain direction, you'll switch that weapon instead.
Wow. On the stick?
And the game's being designed with encouraging the player to use special abilities more often than relying on the buster to get through a level.
Yeah.
I like that, too. I'm liking what I'm hearing more and more.
Yeah. The only thing I don't like is that its running animation needs work, I think.
Yeah. Well, it's not out until October. They've got time to work on it. And DB in chat says I'm excited for Mega Man 11. Yes, me too. The more I hear about it, the more I am.
Yeah.
And me and Eric are going to get that podcast out, too.
Yeah.
We're going to do, 10 episodes, right?
Yeah, and then one talking about more in-depth stuff for 11.
Okay. I was thinking we should probably do that after the episode 500.
Yeah.
Dungeon said, after 500 and next week.
I figured it was around July, then we have 11 weeks.
Yeah.
So that's around that time frame.
Yeah, Dungeon says...
there's no reason we can't do more than 1 episode a day, too.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Dungeon says, and there's a Monster Hunter game coming out for Switch this year, too. So
yeah, I think we talked about Generations X.
I like this Capcom, says Dungeon Buster. Yes, this is reminding me of the Capcom that was my favorite company growing up.
Yeah, Capcom of old.
They must have done a lot of soul-searching after Street Fighter V failed to gain traction.
Yeah, hopefully they can do a new Street Fighter. And get that franchise back.
They'll probably attempt to revive 5 1 more time before that happens.
Well, the big problem with 5 is they went to console exclusive route with it. If they'd been on the Switch, I think it'd have been a better hit.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. All right, break the next story that you
coming to us live from RPG site. Fallout 76 announced as the next entry in the Fallout series. After teasing a new announcement through 24-hour stream on Twitch, when we didn't know anything about it, we just, 76, Vault 76 is a kind of mythical in the Fallout story. It's been referenced in a few of the games.
I thought I had to do it with the year the game was taking place in.
Ooh, wow, okay, I could dig that.
Mm-hmm. This is number 76 was a special kind of vault.
It's a Borderlands vault where it leads into another dimension full of treasure, right?
Well, we know from one of the backstories we learned is there was an alien abduction that happened at that vault. So there's interesting stuff that goes on there. As you can see from the teaser trailer, no, you can't because I'm not showing it. the video is set in an all-too-familiar environment of a bomb shelter that looks to be the midst of a celebration complete with balloons, confetti, and other decorations. A sign overhead calls it the Reclamation Party, and there are plenty of shots in different family spaces inside the shelter, including child's bedroom. Every so often, a single vault dweller is shown wearing the Vault 76 suit. Blah, blah, blah. There's an update. Kotaku has further detailed their insight on Fallout 76, starting with Fallout 76 is the fact an online survival RPG that's heavily inspired by games like DayZ and Rust. Ooh. It seems Fallout 76 started life as a prototype multiplayer version of Fallout 4, but has evolved over the past few years. Wow. Kotaku sources claim the game still features quests and story like you would expect in a Fallout title, but also expands base building to incorporate multiplayer and survival-based mechanics. Yeah. Game is currently in development for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC.
I'm sure we'll hear more about it at E3. Dungeon says.
So Fallout MMO.
Yeah, Dungeon says.
Kind of sound like.
Yeah, Dungeon says it takes place a few decades after the Great War, according to the date on the radio, and a while before Fallout 1. It was one of the quote control vaults that weren't used for the bizarro experiments that plagued the other vaults, like broken water chips.
Right. Like, for instance, in Fallout 4, the vault that you're in was a cryo vault. And your people didn't know that going in, but they went in and they're shoved in cryo vaults and frozen.
Oh, yeah. Rumors of it being some kind of online MP game have dampened my excitement. Yeah.
That's like, I love them all.
Yeah, don't turn it into Shadowrun, please. Yeah.
But for me, Fallout's always been like that. You know, like that single player experience. Yeah. I loved it for what it was. I mean, if it's good, I'm playing.
There will be a campaign.
I still have to play 4. I got to play 4.
I mean, 4's ending was really mediocre as far as like the whole. As long as it took me to beat the game, basically, because
a lot of people still swear by the original Fallout being the best.
Yeah. But still,
I only played the old Fallouts which are like isometric, weren't they? I only played those like a handful of times. I never got to really dig into those.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want Fallout Arc, but I'll still wait and see what they have to say.
You mean like Arc Evolve? Is that what he's saying?
I think that's what he's saying. All right, guys.
I usually wait for Fallout games to get the DLC out and stuff because of bugs. Yeah. Bethesda is the most buggiest goddamn
game. Yeah. Yes. The game comes out, sit on it for a year, then play it.
Yeah,
pretty much. I mean, I love Fallout games, but I do not rush out to buy them too.
I wouldn't rush out to buy it either. Dungeon says they were isometric Fallouts 1 and 2. But I'm sure next week we're going to do our E3 preview show, so we'll have plenty of info probably by then on Fallout and a myriad of other RPGs and fun stuff. That's going to be cool.
Next week's the last episode before E3.
I know. Yay! It's exciting.
I might
this year.
Consider taking off Monday just so I could watch all the footage going on.
Yeah, I know. I'll be glued to my TV watching that shit for sure. E3 is a fun fucking time.
Everybody squee.
Yeah, exactly. Squee! All right. There
you go. Speaking of squee, Squeenix is going to show up again.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes, we announced that last week.
Yeah.
I wonder what Final Fantasy they'll announce that will take 9 years to develop. Or 5 years for them to get actually around to developing, and another 4 years to actually develop the game.
Yeah, Dungeon, you're right, man. The first one had a badass retail box.
You guys are going to have to show me the artwork. So. Yeah. I love the fourth one, obviously, as much as I played it. It was an improved version of the third one.
Yeah, and third was pretty good.
The third one was a great game that I spent a lot of time in, but, you know, like, how long did I play Fallout 4? Like, a year?
Yeah, you played it. You played the shit out of that game, man. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I was watching one of my friends play. Well, not watching, but, like,
this game becomes breaks Halo 5.
Yeah, exactly.
For, like, 2019.
Yeah. All right.
Well, looking at his level, he's like in the 50s, and I just keep thinking, noob.
That's funny as fuck.
Dude. So that's how much I played the game.
Yeah, exactly. You played the shit out of that game, man. Mm-hmm. All right. Here's a game that I probably won't play the shit out of. Professor Layton and the Curious Village EX HD for smartphone gets its first trailer, which I'm showing on the screen there.
Maybe if it was Professor Layton and the Bi-Curious Village, would I be curious? But, you know.
the Bi-Curious Village. I think that's going to be the name of this episode, the Bi-Curious Village. As far as game content goes, there will be a lot of bisexual. I mean, Professor Layton and the Curious Village EXHD for smartphone has the same things as the original game, but it's been enhanced with HD graphics as well as a brand new animation.
Watch it get ported to the Switch.
June in Japan. So there you go.
What they'll do is they'll wait until like all four of them or whatever, or the first three And then the second set will be launched on the as two different collections for the Switch.
Yeah. All right, Eric, let's do the last story.
The last story is... Hold on a second.
Tempo Quest.
Tempo Quest. It says Tempo Quest has you mangling monsters with music. So monsters are making trouble in the kingdom, but since the city's wizard is kind of busy, a group of musicians will have to take them out using the power of weaponized music in Tempo Quest. This is in Tempo Quest, players will gather a group of musicians, each with their own instrument, out into danger, tackling the army of monsters head on with triangles, drums, guitars, and more. These aren't normal musicians, though, as they can fire beams from the instruments, provided the player could get the directional inputs incorrectly. Players will not have to tackle the game's roguelike action alone, as up to four players can join the band in local co-op.
This kind of combines two things that I'm not a big fan of. Rhythm-based shit. The only rhythm game-based I liked was... Actually, there were a couple. Guitar Hero, Metallica, just because I like Metallica. And there was another rhythm... it was that World Ends With You, I think, had some rhythm-based stuff that was pretty cool.
I really like rhythm games, but... As we've talked about many times, I'm the stereotypical no-rhythm white person, so I'm terrible at all those games, but I like them.
White guy has
I rhythm. Like the Guitar Hero games.
Just mean schmumps.
I liked Patapon a lot. Like, that game was a lot of fun. Patapon. I could only get so far in it because, you know, it just gets more advanced, and it's like,
Yeah, because you had white boy syndrome. That's what it was, man. I'm just saying, you know.
White boys can't jump.
Although I tell
you, can't jump either, but I can climb.
Yeah. Anyways, it looks interesting at the very least. I don't quite like the art style that much. It looks very simplistic, but I guess with this type of game, you kind of, you know, aren't worried about that. It's more about gameplay. So,
I've always wanted to be able to dunk too. Sucks.
Yeah, I know, man. Like, I have some hops, but I just don't have the height, you know? And I know there's some people...
I get it.
Yeah, it sucks.
Sucks.
It does. It sucks. All right. That's the news, everybody. And now we are on to Homie Discount Set. Did you visit Toys R Us at all?
Yes, and they haven't changed since last week.
Okay.
Still same.
Do they have anything like... Horizon Zero Dawn, like, complete edition for, like, $20 yet or something?
I didn't look through the PlayStation games. Sorry.
You suck.
But they do have a selection of PlayStation games. Yeah.
If you can find that or Digimon Story Hacker's Memory.
Okay, let me... I'm looking for something to write this down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pokemon Hacker's Memory.
Digimon... Digimon Story Cyber Sleuth Hacker's Memory.
Yeah, whatever that was.
Like Switch game, like the Axiom Verge physical release.
Ooh, Axiom Verge physical release. Yeah.
Okay. And what was the other game you said?
The first game.
Horizon.
Horizon Zero Dawn complete version. Yeah. There's gonna be a huge PlayStation store deal coming up within the next week or so, a little birdie told me, so make sure you guys look out for that. That's going to be probably their biggest sale of the year right before Christmas, so you can probably look for the standard Grand Theft Auto 5 half price, you know, and others, Witcher 3 and some others, I'm guessing. But
I'm quite embarrassed with myself for never playing Grand Theft Auto 5.
How dare you? I've never played it either, so I'm embarrassed for you and myself.
I've every other Grand Theft Auto game, just not the fifth one.
Yeah.
I never finished it, but I'm going to get back to it at some point. But I'm closer to the end of the game than I probably not.
Awesome. That's good. Dungeon says, have discounts come down far enough to put more common sense into Switch Pro controller pricing? That's a good question.
Yeah.
they don't really have a stock on accessories. The only thing they had left were games and a bunch of TDSs.
At the Toys R Us I went to, they got rid of everything Switch related except for a handful of accessories.
Yeah, the Pro controllers are... ridiculously overpriced.
I did see lots of copies of Metroid Samus Returns, so.
Ooh, that's a good
like
one.
That was like $30, so I think at that rate it's probably like $16 now.
Yeah. Wow. Dungeon says it's sad it takes the closure of a toy chain to price those controllers better. That is sad, man. It sucks.
All right, yeah, the controller prices are just ridiculous anymore.
Yeah. All right.
So I don't know what's more ridiculous, a $70 Nintendo Pro controller or anything Microsoft's ever put out in the last 5 years.
Yeah, that's true.
Or all $70 too.
Yeah, exactly. All right, break.
I think it's actually more expensive if you want the
Elite,
the custom controller. Yeah. I know the Elite's like $100.
Funko Pops. Like that's interesting. Controller. Are there any Funko Pops?
Yeah, actually, I did
fuck
have a
fuck the Funkos.
Yeah, I like the Funko
Soulless
Pops.
BDI.
I like them.
I have a friend who collects those too.
Yeah,
so.
I like those.
They have a bunch of them, but I didn't really go through them.
You know what I'm looking for?
Instead,
you know what I'm looking for Funko Pop wise? I pre-ordered a fucking Funko Pop. Can you believe that? It's the Ram from The Witch. I don't know if you guys ever saw that movie, The Witch. And if you haven't.
The Witch?
Yeah, the bitch. You guys should watch that movie because it's an excellent.
The garlic bitch.
Yeah, the garlic bitch. It's an excellent movie, but they actually have a Funko Pop coming out of the sheep, the goat
Black
or
Phillip.
Whatever it was. Yeah, Black Phillip, exactly. And it looks
They've
awesome.
Got pops for damn near everything.
Oh
now.
God, I want the. If anybody can tell me where I can find the. Pennywise Funko with like the hair kind of covering his face.
You mean like the new one, Pennywise, or like the
the new one, not the old one. The new.
I don't
one.
Know if they have either. I think it might just be the one.
I bet
they've
you.
Got. They have some horror pops, so yeah. They might.
If they have that, would you mind picking that up for me, Break? And I will definitely pay you back.
I'll definitely pay you for any games that you find, Break.
Yeah.
So the Ram from the movie The Witch.
I have the Ram. I'm getting that one. Just look for Pennywise. If you can find Pennywise.
The only other Toys R Us I could go to is all the way in Niles, and that's way far from where I live now.
Yeah.
It was already a long trip before. It was like an hour long trip. Now it's closer to an hour and a half.
Yeah. Dungeon says the Funkos at his store were near a section that had toys I never knew they made from like movies or shows. Yeah,
that's really the way it is at this Toys R Us too. They have like a bunch of toys for video games. I just didn't even know some of this stuff existed, and I'm just like, really? That? Oh, they got that? Oh, they've got shit out. They got everything covered, really. It was crazy.
Yeah. That's cool, man. I have you know the 8-bit Jason? I got that in Funko. I got the 8-bit Freddy Krueger, and I got an Ash Funko Pop, which was cool.
Ooh.
So yeah. So I'm looking for
with
the
little he's got that little mini chainsaw.
Yeah, he does. It's really really cool.
No, I've seen it. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, it's nice. Pretty funny. All right.
We were thought about doing a Funko puppet show.
I should just put that instead of myself on camera. I think we'd get more downloads.
Yeah, Frank Funko.
Yeah.
And they're talking about like weird stuff he saw. You know, speaking of weird stuff I saw, they've got Mega Man socks at Walmart.
Wow.
Mm.
Mega Man socks. That's weird.
Yes.
It's like just Mega Man, not specific Mega Man.
Dungeons.
No, it's 8-bit Mega Man.
Oh.
It's OG Mega Man.
Dungeon's talking
like, they're
about...
They're blue, and there's, like, him different poses of him. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Dungeon's talking about having erections for Titanfall, apparently. I don't know what's going on.
Erector set for Titanfall.
Yeah, at Walmart, of all places. They had... I also saw Mario Brothers socks, too, but I was fascinated by the Mega Man
socks. You know, you would be surprised some of the video game-related and video game deals that you find at Walmart. I'm really surprised. Like, I saw something yesterday that really caught my eye? It was like... I think it was Persona 5. If I didn't have that game already, I would have bought it at Walmart because it was cheaper. But they have a lot of cool stuff at Walmart when it comes to that stuff.
I'm surprised you found Persona 5 at a Walmart.
Oh, yeah. They got plenty of copies. I'm looking at these socks. That is special.
I did not know they're on sale, too. $6.84.
Wow. There you go. I'm sure Break is all over that.
All right.
All right, Break. Any Twitter questions?
That's one of those things that somebody would buy for me, and I'd just like, oh, I appreciate that, but it's never going to get used ever.
Why not? Why wouldn't you wear them?
Like, for instance, somebody got me a pair of, and I like them, I'm just never going to wear them, a pair of Darth Vader socks. They have capes on them.
They have capes.
They have a little black cape on them.
That is awesome. That's
and fantastic. Freak says I'm going to jack off in those socks.
Yeah, see?
Fuck you, I'm for telling everybody.
Yeah,
fuck you
see?
Very much.
Ah, I get it now.
I meant for making stories up. That's what
you were saving the socks virginity. I see what's going on here. All right, I get it. No more explanation needed.
I was gonna say I've always found that to be really really gross. By the way, I've never done that. Like that. I'm not saying I'm never jacked off. I'm saying I'm never jacked off into a sock.
You're the biggest liar on RP Grind.
Like I've just never got like I'm gonna do it in an old T-shirt or a sock or something. Like that's just really gross to me.
Dungeon says,
I don't think I could ever wash it enough.
Dungeon says, do the socks give you double jump ability? They give Break some type of ability, but I don't think double jump is it.
Slide. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Any Twitter questions?
Yeah, wait until we get to Mega Man 8. I'm just going to probably do that the whole podcast. Slide, jump.
Yeah. Any Twitter questions or comments, Break?
Why do you ask?
I don't even know why I ask. I just ask. It's on my sheet, man. That's why I ask. Dungeon says slide. All right. They give him double pump ability. Freak Vibe says, yeah, exactly. Double fist ability with the Western grip on the side. There you go. All right. So what you been playing, Break?
Let me see here.
I've been
playing new games. Hey, Break, can you get a beer from the fridge for me? Slides through the house and into the kitchen.
In those socks. Like, all fucking, what's that?
Tom Cruise and Risky Business. Yeah,
yeah. Risky Business. All right.
But anyway, I saw play new games this week. I know, ooh, complete shocker.
Wow.
Let me see here. I've played a game called Max and the Curse of Brotherhood.
Oh, I heard good things about that game.
I'm not very far into it. Just a few. I'm like on the second world, I think. I've only got the second power.
Did you buy that game?
I think they gave it to me for free a while ago.
Oh, cool. That's cool.
I'm pretty sure it was one of the free games that Xbox gave out. So yeah. I was just playing this while I was waiting for another game to install. That other game was Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Oh, nice. Sweet.
Which I only got to play for really the first level because they're having some sort of outage with their online last night, sons of bitches.
Loot boxes?
What's that?
Did they bring back the loot boxes?
No, not that I'm aware of. I'm just playing the single. I only played the first stage of the single player, which was actually pretty fun. All right. Except for the whole part that you're playing for the Empire and you're shooting rebels. I don't really like that. Fuck the Empire, man. Fuck them hard.
No, I like the Empire, man.
Empire for life. No, rebel all the way. Anyway, and I played another game, and I tried to play this game. I didn't like those two games. I didn't play that. I didn't mean I didn't like those games. I enjoyed both of those games. I didn't play them much. I just didn't have enough time. But the game that I played the most was Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
It's just Fighters.
Or Fighters. Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
I am enjoying it. It's really pretty. Mm-hmm. And the voice acting is spot on. stories are definitely goofy enough. Like they have some stories to the game. They're definitely Dragon Ball goofy enough.
Yeah.
I don't know how people who aren't in the Dragon Ball would perceive it. Like it seems like it's a really fun fighter to me.
Yeah.
Like I've been really enjoying it.
I'm kind of like getting buyer's remorse for buying the one at Toys R Us. That I did for $36 because apparently a Switch version might be coming.
Yeah. I've
not even touched, so I guess I could sell it relatively the same price and get my money back.
Yeah.
It seems like it's, as far as fighting games, it seems like it's in the realm of everybody is very similar,
you know,
but they have their own subtle differences, sort of like a Dead or Alive type game.
Yeah.
Basically, like, this button combination does a certain thing, but that thing's different depending on the character.
Yeah, it's really
pretty much.
It's really...
that kind of stuff. But there are like certain nuances that characters. But like I said, I'm not sure how it. Like I wish Waylon was in here because I want to know what like his opinion would be on it.
Yeah.
Waylon's... But I don't know if he's a Dragon Ball fan or not. See, I'm going to ask a non Dragon Ball fan.
I think see, I am not a Dragon Ball fan, and I looked at video of that game before it came out, and I actually was excited for it. It looked really good. I don't know.
I'm having a lot of fun with it. I enjoy it. Yes. Yeah.
Dungeon said he played Agony this week. That game is Agony. And he also said,
I wish Dark Souls was available at Redbox, because I like to rent that.
Yeah. Monster Hunter World has a new hunt event with the new beast. That's excellent. Monster Hunter World is on my list of games to get. We're going to have to hook up and play that when I get it. First things first, though, I got to get Friday the 13th.
From what I could tell, Monster Hunter World's biggest problem is the same problem Street Fighter V had. It has a lack of in-game content.
Yeah.
They're doing these events now, and they aren't doing any real new content updates.
Yeah.
That's kind of shitty.
Yeah.
I wonder about like the story of Street Fighter V, because there were in Street Fighter IV there were certain matches where your characters would have ongoing conversations with who they're fighting. Like there was, it was a weird and Street Fighter-y story, but I mean, they did the extra thing, you know, kind of the extra mile towards making this like more of a, more of like two characters fighting as opposed to like just a video game. That's not what I want to say. More like a realistic fight where your characters are taunting each other and stuff like that, as opposed to just a Hadouken.
yeah.
I know that.
But I was wondering if they do that in five. I don't know.
But like, I think the thing is like they're like sort of end game monsters that you can fight that just aren't in the game because the game has a lack of monsters in it.
Monster Hunter?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what?
I know.
And Monster Hunter Generation has all the monsters, but its problem is that it doesn't have much of a story.
That's like the one time I went to Taco Bell and they didn't have beef.
Oh, or the time I went to Arby's and they... Did I ever tell you that? I went to Arby's and they didn't have beef. I'm like, really? You ran out of beef? What the fuck, man? Right, or the one
like
time...
You were Arby's!
Yeah, or the one time I went to KFC and they didn't have any chicken. I was like...
Well, no, you the had, game has monsters in it. It just doesn't have all the monsters.
You had one job.
That's actually happened to me a lot, because if you go late, like a lot of restaurants stop cooking because the employees are lazy. They don't want to make anymore, so they just tell you. If you're going toward close to the closing time, usually it's just what's left.
Except for Taco Bell. They always have food, man. All the way up until the end.
Yeah, I just meant the chicken places because they just don't
want to. You can totally see Capcom doing a Monster Hunter World 2 announcement at E3.
Yeah.
All right. I want to play a Monster Hunter game. I would definitely check one out.
Yeah.
I don't want to play the game that doesn't have the monsters, though. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. All right.
Well, they're making
Monster Hunter minus monsters.
Well, they're making a brand new engine. Like, it's like you can only allocate so much money into a project before you have to ship it. So,
yeah.
Our new Monster Hunter game is
maybe the sequel will improve upon that problem, though.
Yeah, hopefully. See, that's a perfect game for me, Dungeon. He says, feels like if you haven't played the previous Monster Hunter games, which I haven't, feels like it still has a lot to offer, especially if you want to grind up all the weapons and armor. That's right up my alley.
Okay, that's cool. That kind of sounds like my impression of Assassin's Creed Unity.
Yeah.
Because it was really the first Assassin's Creed I'd played, and I was enjoying the hell out of it because I'd never played another Assassin's Creed, but... From what I've heard, all Assassin's Creed fans hate that one. So.
Yeah. All right. What have you been playing, Eric?
More Bad Apple Wars. I finished Kingdom Hearts 1 Final Mix. I moved on to 2. Now I'm kind of at the end of that. And I'm stuck between... I think I'm just going to make a decision. I'm done with trying to complete games. I just want to beat them at this point. But there's only a couple handful of things I wanted to do in Kingdom Hearts 2, like that I didn't do the first time, like beat Sephiroth. I'm on beginner mode, so maybe I'll actually be able to do it this time. Because I don't think beginner mode was a difficulty setting in the original. But I think it was like, casual, and I think they like rebalanced it for Final Mix. And then there was Proud, which was the normal difficulty, although I think Proud's like really hard. And then there's Critical, which I think is like, it forces you to play at level one until the end of the game, and it makes the game really hard.
All right. What else have you been playing, Eric?
But, Bloodstained Curse of the Moon, I finished the main game of that, but there's like two other modes you could play.
Ooh, sweet.
The second mode's kind of like a New Game Plus mode, but you're missing the first character you start the game with, and you're playing as the three other characters you get.
Okay.
And it's slightly more difficult, but so and you could go different routes now because you got the other characters for the first couple levels. But the third route, which I don't have, but I can tell already that it's the route with just Sangetsu, so it plays like a classic Castlevania game.
Mm-hmm.
But like, since you don't have the other characters, the game gives you like different weapons and abilities to get around.
Hmm. Okay.
And there's right. like different story content for each of those modes, I think. But
that's
cool.
What else, Eric?
Azure Reflection, which is a Toho game. And I kind of got mad when I knew they do something like you have to beat this game on a higher difficulty, but it's like I kind of wish they hadn't done that. They literally told me that I need to get good. I mean, they didn't actually tell me to get good, but they told me to get better, which is basically the same thing.
Yeah, yeah, you gotta be good at those games.
It's like you have to play the game on normal, and you have to not interrupt the enemy's spell card animation, and you have to beat the game without continuing through the first four levels.
Ooh.
And the levels in between those four levels.
Wow. That
yeah, screw that.
Sucks. Yeah, that's expert
which,
level.
Which I got to the end, I played on easy, and I don't know if you need to play on normal or not, but you definitely need to play on normal if you want any of the other achievements.
Hmm.
Or normal or higher, you do need to at least get to level 5 before you're allowed to continue.
Wow. Okay. All right. Okay. Sounds
and
okay.
And I like, got all the way to the final boss of the fourth level for that incomplete version of the game. Mm-hmm. I lost my first continue at that point. I was like, damn it. And I wish I could tell how many lives I had. Because it's kind of hard to see with the little gauges and stuff at the bottom of the screen. Yeah. I don't think it actually tells you how many lives you have.
Hmm. Interesting. All right. Anything else you've been playing, Eric?
No, that's it, really.
All right. I played a little bit of MPQ and a tiny bit of Alien Isolation. I can't think of a scarier game than Alien Isolation. Maybe Outlast. Possibly, but Alien Isolation is fucking scary as hell. That's one of the scariest games I've ever played, and I'm just getting into it, so I can't wait to delve more into that in this coming week. We got a couple of reviews for you. Eric, you're going to do a spoiler-free solo Star Wars story review. I have not seen it, but I don't really care. I do want to... Actually, you want to hold that for... your review for Solo until we do our free-for-all, Eric, because it ties into our free-for-all.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I do have a quick review of a series on Netflix called Santa Clarita Diet, Season 1. And it's basically... I'm not going to do any spoilers. It's just... It's basically about this family of three, a dad, a mom, and a daughter... And the mom turns into a zombie, and a lot of hilarity ensues. It's a great series if you like dark humor. Yeah, it's.
Wait, do they Shaun of the Dead this person or something?
It's not clear yet. At least in season one, how she became a zombie, but There's a lot of interesting tendrils that the first season has thrown out there. So I highly recommend watching the first season. I had a blast with it this week, watching it with Bridget. So it's good. It's something to put on your list of binge watching on Netflix for sure. All right, let's go on to...
And Dungeon Buster in chat, we're talking about PS4. He said, rumors are true, we might be hearing about a new PlayStation 2020 or 2021.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about that last week when they said they're ceasing manufacturing of the PlayStation 4.
Yep.
That's not what they said.
Yeah,
They said it has entered the final phase of its life cycle, which is going to be, like, them
a year or two.
Working in the next 3 years to get the next console.
I'm thinking 21.
Right, but I'm saying they usually wait to make that announcement until there's another console already announced.
Yeah.
They've said, like, here are the hints about the PlayStation 5.
Yeah, 21.
Or in the past, like, the PlayStation 3
and
PlayStation
4. Yeah, but they have no plans for a new console this year.
Not this year. It's going to be...
It's going to be at least next year at the earliest.
2021.
Even then, it'll probably be a year out from that.
Yeah, it's going to be 2021 before we get a new PlayStation for sure. Freak 5 says the fourth season of Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt is out. I've never seen the first season of Kimmy Schmidt. I wonder if it's good. All right, let's move on to our stinkos. Breakman, do you have a stinko this week?
I've got a couple.
Okay.
One goes to your favorite person ever.
Donald Trump?
God, you even have to say his name.
Yeah, yeah.
Him and these stupid fucking terrorists.
Can we just call him a Voldemort?
Yeah.
We need to come up with another name for him because I hate saying his name because you know he wants to, he well, wants Cheeto. Everybody
Dark,
to say his name.
Dark Sakura says 45.
I'm gonna
but
start
that's kind of acknowledging that he's a president.
Yeah,
he's a president.
I'm gonna say I say we.
As much as I don't want to, like, I would still have to show him the respect of that. Like, I just if you're the president, like, I would refer to him as president. You know, like, I heard a commercial on the air calling President Obama Mr. Obama.
Can we just call him the presider instead?
He was the former president of the United States. He will always be President Obama. You do not call him Mr.
No, here's where we differ a little bit, Break. At some point, this president's going to either get kicked out of office or become a dictator. I think at this point, there's only kind of two choices, impeachment or we just, you know, this is the norm and we deal with it. But I disagree. We do not have to, like, if he gets impeached, I don't have to call him President Trump. The history books don't have they
you guys
can say
realize, like do you nobody seems to realize this. Impeachment is only the first step of removing someone from office.
Yeah. No,
because you're impeached doesn't mean really dick.
No, I understand that.
Bill Clinton was impeached.
Right.
What happened to him? Nothing.
Well, look, the circumstances are a little different. Clinton got impeached because he was sticking a cigar in a woman's badge. This guy just straight out says that he's sexual. Yeah, well, and he lied.
Trump lies all the goddamn time.
Yes, this is a little bit different. I actually think that Robert Mueller actually has the goods. And
he does, but he's never going to.
Hold on,
you know,
hold on.
Investigations take a long time.
I understand.
One thing, you want to have all of your eggs in
right.
a row, you know,
right.
or all your ducks in a row, whatever.
And I think he does. I think
because you want to when you take this to court, you want to have a slam dunk.
Yeah,
you want to win.
Yeah.
So
investigations
take a long time.
Yeah, and
I know people want them to go faster, but.
No, I
at
think
at the same time, like, you need to be, you want them to be as accurate as
I
possible.
I really think that he has the goods on this guy, all right? Because he's been laundering money for years. I mean, you don't fail at a casino unless
you're doing.
At
this point, it's more like he wants to find other things he can nail him on.
Yeah, I think that Robert Mueller does have the goods on this guy, and it seems to me that Robert Mueller is about a month or two ahead of everybody else, including the media. So he knows a lot more than what we do, but I think he has the goods. If he has the goods, then the guy's going to be impeached and then literally thrown out of office, or that's if Congress gets a spine. I'm not 100% sure that they do. he's going to be indicted, even though they say you can't indict a sitting
president. No, he says that.
That's what he says, exactly.
Yeah, like, and but he lies all the time. Like, there's no I'm pretty sure there's no president, there's no precedent for it, but that doesn't mean it can happen.
Yeah. Freak Five says he was playing with his balls. Okay.
And that's a stinko?
Yeah, exactly. I don't
that's
know why that's
usually an average day for me.
Yeah.
Stinko is that my nuts slipped out of my boxers, and because I was sweaty, they stuck to my leg. It felt real uncomfortable, and coworkers were around, so I didn't want to adjust it in front of them.
Yeah. Oh. That's the
that
old,
problem is always a
yo. You gotta go to the bathroom at that point, man. Something like that happens. Like, you just gotta go to the bathroom.
Well, you could always you could always do the old baseball move where you like turn away and like pull. You know what I'm saying? Like, you kind of like adjust like as you turn.
You think, but you're probably thinking you're not getting caught, but I'm guaranteeing you somebody notices.
Yeah, I guess.
You might think you get away with it, but I'm guaranteeing somebody knows.
Or you could
But here's, why are you wearing boxers, man? Yeah,
boxers are the best.
We have improved underwear now.
No.
Boxer briefs.
Boxers are better, man.
I should probably invent this in boxer briefs.
Yeah. Boxers for sure.
I've always worn briefs, though.
Boxers for sure, man. Like, that's the only way to
boxers
go.
Boxers are... They don't give you the support.
The boxers are cool.
Your balls are gonna be down to your knees, buddy. I'm just saying.
No. Look, the briefs are not like bras for women. You know. I mean, I'm just saying. You know. But
how did we get into this conversation?
I don't know how we did. I mean, Freak Five.
That's how we can get.
Basically. you could do the old take a long stride, step to the side move, where that kind of unsticks your balls to your from your leg to you know. I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen anybody do that. Like, I'll do that every once in a while. Like he said, like, you get a little sweaty sometimes, and you just do like a big long stride to kind of stretch out, and you know that usually does the trick. I'm just saying. All right,
you know, I think we all let it pass that Eric wears briefs,
no
tidy whities.
No tidy whities. I think
we didn't skip that. We need to not skip that.
Well, in Freak Five, Freak Five's case,
Eric, shut up real quick. Like,
yeah, in Freak Five's case, he still wears underoos, so you know, I'm just saying. All right, Brick, you had another.
Well, if they had Mega Man underwear, maybe.
You wouldn't wear socks. Why
they
would
power you up with power up underwear.
The socks and underwear.
Power up underwear.
Instead of Mega Busters, we have Mega Fart Busters.
Yeah, exactly.
Get the underwear, the socks, get the helmet, get the Mega Buster. Yeah. Oh, set. That's all I'd wear.
There you go. All right, Brake, you said you had another stinko.
Ugh, my other stinko goes to, obviously, if you live anywhere in this world, you've heard about Roseanne Barr and her racist bullshit.
Yeah, I guess on the bright side of that, ABC realized that they had to can her, you know?
Yeah, they had to cancel her, but that, I mean, that's shit for everybody. I mean, the show had a lot of fans, including me, and it had a lot of employees that are now jobless.
Yeah.
Apparently, half the cast is going to come back, and it's going to be about them. And Roseanne's not going to be a part of the show.
Good.
They're in talks. They're in talks of that. Yeah. Doesn't mean it's going to happen. Though.
I hope it does.
But just like for her to like compare somebody to an ape, and then be like, well, "I was on Ambien. I thought she was white."
Yeah.
Like, all these excuses.
Ambien made a tweet about about how their research shows that their medicine has nothing to do with racism.
Freak Five.
Yeah, I joked about something about like I'm just gonna from now on I'm just blaming everything I do on Ambien.
Apparently, Freak Five wants to send you underoo pics. Break. I don't know what that's all about in chat. So there you go.
He has even offered me $100 and $1,000 if I send him underoos after I have worn them. Frank.
Where's the allegedly in that statement, Freak Five?
Don't fall for it, Freak. He doesn't have that kind of money. He's lying.
He probably jacked it with those two.
Oh God. No,
this is gross. Go to the bathroom. God damn
it. First, can we talk about racism in general and the fact that we've known for a long time that Roseanne kind of had these tendencies from previous things that she said? I mean,
we've always known she's kind of wacky, but I don't think we've always But no, I don't think there's ever been racism, has there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's called people derogatory names and all kinds of stuff and statements, man. You could look it up. And I don't have it in front of me, but, you know, it's just weird. But it goes to a bigger problem, and that's because we have a quote unquote president that it perpetuates this shit. And instead of admonishing that type of stuff, like he perpetuates it even further. He was on Roseanne's side, basically. He didn't understand why.
I liked his tweet, like, where's my apology? Like, what the really? What world do you fucking live in, dude?
Yeah.
You gotta make it about you.
I know, exactly. He finds a way to make it about him. He does.
It's almost over. By the end of summer, we should have Robert Mueller's report, and then Congress can do what it should do. I don't have any confidence that they will, but at least we know where we'll stand.
Should we campaign against Congressional Hall and just like protest until they do something?
Absolutely. We
protest
should.
Against who? Who are we protesting? What happened?
Yeah. I don't think there's going to be anything other than a mass protest. Everybody walking out into the streets and saying we need change. And
I mean, with these tariffs alone, like, he's going to hurt so many. We have the lowest job or the lowest unemployment numbers we've had in 20 years, no, 18 years, because it was 2000, I think.
Yeah.
2000, 2001 or two, something like that. Yeah. But and then since then, it'd been only since the 60s. But he is going to flush all that shit down the toilet with these tariffs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because there are going to be winners and there are going to be losers and they're going to be bad losers. Because when we put tariffs on people like our neighbors, like, they're going to be forced to do it to us too. And there are things that we import that I don't think people are going to realize that, like, the costs are going to skyrocket.
I actually think that we're primed for a crash anyways, Brake, because the tax cuts are going to destroy any
sense.
Well,
the thing is, like, we've technically, as far as the market system goes, we've been we're about 6 years, I think, past where we should have had a crash.
Yeah. Yeah, we're due for it.
Five or six, like, we're past due for it.
Yeah, we're due for it for sure. And these tax cuts are not going to help. We won't see the results until next year, but it's going to be pretty devastating to the economy, in my estimation.
We don't even have to wait for that, because, like I said, the tariffs, like, he's not now.
He's single-handedly destroying our democracy. I hope people, if they don't listen to anything I say, just understand that.
Well, he and then the inaction from the people will let him do this shit and get away with
Congress.
It.
But Congress
the thing is, like, they've always – this has been Congress. This is what Congress does, nothing.
On the encouraging
this
side –
this is the reasons why the whole executive order thing, I've bitched and moaned about it so many times is because – instead of trying to work with Congress, presidents just go around them.
Yeah.
And they enact their own rules. But because you're not going through Congress, you're not making them laws, so they can easily be defeated and pulled down. So
my feeling is that there was some encouragement, though, from Congress. That there's been rumblings that behind the scenes that they draw the line at firing Jeff Sessions, which I think is a weird line to draw, because if anybody – needs to get fired, it's that fucking elf piece of shit. But if he gets fired, then Congress won't confirm anybody else as Attorney General. And then we are in a constitutional crisis. So, you know, it's one of those deals. It's make or break with Mueller, and we'll know by the end of summer, I'm guessing. So, Eric, did you have a stinko this week?
No.
All right.
Not really.
Did you have another stinko break?
No, it was just his tariffs and Roseanne and bullshit with that, and all the name calling going on, like, on television, and it seems like there's a one upmanship and trying to piss each other off. Yeah.
It's that.
And fuck those people who are trying to compare the Samantha Bee thing. too.
Yeah, well, it's not.
I actually do have a problem with what she said.
Though. I do too, but
I mean, yeah, she shouldn't be saying that shit. But no, it's not nearly the same level of severity.
Mm-mm. I don't. Incest is to me though. Like, I have a real problem with it.
I have a problem with it just for the fact that she said it on her show. If she would have said it as a private citizen, I wouldn't have had a problem with it. Because
her and her staff of writers wrote it down and said, "Let's go with this."
Yeah,
like, you're really talking about incest? Like, you're making a joke about incest, really?
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree. She
fuck
kinda,
her too.
Yeah, fuck her. But I honestly think that she has.
But they're not the same thing. But at the same time, like, I just. Like, that's just disgusting.
By the way,
incest joke.
By the way, the target of her shit, Ivanka Trump, is a piece of shit. Just saying. Like, they're
right. And what? Like, well, I know from what I've been reading, most everybody seems to be upset that she used the word cunt.
Yes.
Who cares?
But here's my
and that's and everybody's like, you can't call her a cunt. Fuck that. Ivanka Trump's a cunt.
Here's my.
I just said it. What about you guys?
She is. She's a cunt. I agree.
I'm not gonna say. I mean,
I am because I.
Eric's like, I just saw the backlash.
No, no, no.
Of what happened.
I actually agree with you, Brake.
We don't have any listeners.
I totally agree with you, Brake. I like, if you don't think that the White House doesn't hear shit like that all the time, then you're delusional. You're absolutely. I mean, Trump himself has actually said some nasty things about people, including grabbing.
No doubt. He said the worst of the worst shit about a lot of people.
Yes, it's crazy. Freak Five says funny that the same people who were fine last week with the NFL censoring their players are upset this week that. ABC fired Roseanne. Yeah, it goes into my stinko. Trump is always the stinko.
I'm upset that she fucking ruined it for everybody because she's fucking wacky. Like, I was going to say in chat, and I'll just go ahead and say it now. Like, I didn't know about the racism or anything like that. I knew she was wacky. Yeah. I mean, she butchered the national anthem, for God's sakes, as a stunt. And then she did that whole dressing as Hitler thing as another, like, satire stunt bullshit.
Yeah, but that I think, I mean... That alone should tell you everything you need to know about that person. Well, I, even in bad taste, people don't do that. You know what I mean? Like, they just
yeah, I know, right? It's just like putting stuff in the oven. And in her defense, I'm Jewish. Like, that's
whatever.
You still shouldn't do it.
Yeah. It's
just like there's this mentality that going around that like some people seem to think that like it's okay if I'm okay, just for instance, so I'm gay. It's okay for me to say fag.
Yeah, no, it's not.
It's not.
Well, because then you're hurting everybody else who is affected by that.
Hey, guess
and I apologize for using the word. I just want to say that right now.
No,
I know. It was the best example.
If people were smart, they'd understand the context.
Yeah. Guess who showed up in chat, everybody? Wyland's in chat. What's up,
Wyland? Awesome. Hey, Wyland, what do you think of the Dragon Ball Z Fighter game? Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball FighterZ, whatever.
Yeah.
Just curious. I was wondering, I don't know if you're a Dragon Ball fan or not, and I was just kind of wondering the opinion of somebody who likes fighting games but isn't a Dragon Ball fan. What they think of that game.
Yeah. I want to play that game. I heard good things. But my stinko goes, it's along the same lines. I'm going to piggyback off of your comment about Trump, Brake. Trump pardoned Dinesh D'Souza. And if anybody... doesn't know who Dinesh D'Souza is. He's a conspiracy theorist along the lines of Alex Jones and a lot of other people. He did a very disparaging documentary. I think it's a faux documentary about Barack Obama. And to be honest, I'm not a huge Barack Obama fan, but the type of
right. We've talked about that before. Like me, you definitely aren't. But
yeah, no.
But this is just. Like, really? Like, it's ridiculous.
And Dinesh D'Souza was found guilty and pled guilty to campaign finance violations. And why this is important is because Robert Mueller's looking at people for campaign violations, campaign finance violations. So he sent a clear message to anybody that's on his team that he's going to use the pardon power at his disposal. And it's getting really scary. Like I said, by the end of the summer, I'm guessing that we will know a lot of the answers about, well, if we still have a democracy or not.
Well, technically, I have a stinko, but I want to save it for next week because we can make it a free-for-all.
Okay, no worries. Save it for next week, man. So, yeah, him pardoning and then he's contemplating pardoning Martha Stewart, the liar who lied to James Comey about her financial stock dealings, and also Begovic, or I don't know how to pronounce his last name, the crook that was in Chicago who tried to sell a Senate seat. Yeah, that's a big no-no, and he got a huge sentence, and he deserved the big sentence. I hope he stays in jail. I hope.
Yeah, all these pardons are just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah,
it seems like he's going crazy with them too.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Weiland says he won his first match, lost his second match on the stream.
He was in a Killer Instincts tournament. I don't know if you said that. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know, but. Anyway,
so he was apparently the guy that beat him was being coached by the guy that beat him last year.
Oh, shit. Well, there you go.
And he said he had a fantastic time. So there you go. They were using Cinder against him. God damn it.
Yeah.
Is he like super broken or something?
In the original, like, Cinder was the most broken character ever. And to me, he's always been a bit overpowered.
Yeah, Freak 5.
I'll use him sometimes, but I think so far.
Freak 5, it's a close call. I'd say Trump, man. All right, let's move on to Sweetos. Anybody got a Sweeto they want to talk about this week?
I guess I can mention that my code for Curse of the Moon came in.
Oh, finally. There you go. My Sweeto is I got part of my camping gear that I need to go camping, so... Yay. Yay us. So that's my Sweeto. Did you have one, Break?
Is C2 with you?
What?
What?
Is C2 with you? I heard
no.
A kid.
No.
No, you did not hear a kid.
It sounded like a kid, that's all.
He said Cinder isn't broken, I just don't know the matchup. I know, he's always felt overpowered to me, just since the original when he was a broken character. You could do that 99 hit combo with him, just keep hitting the his flame move.
He didn't exile Chaos for his comment.
Yeah, he's exiled. He knows. Did you ever
I'm curious, Frank, who was crazier, Trump or Nero? Which Frank said before, but Frank didn't read the next sentence which said, did you ever meet Nero?
How dare you. Dare you all. You're all exiled.
Maybe Frank is Nero.
How dare you. Eric, what you're exiled.
What if Frank is one of those people that we've always like heard by different names? Like, he's the crazy person from all these different time periods.
Exiled. You're exiled. Fuckers.
I mean, like, what if we found out, like, Frank is actually Genghis Khan and Socrates and Plato and Isaac Newton?
Well,
I don't know how he could be Socrates and both Plato, because Socrates was Plato's teacher.
Yeah. I'm the master. I'm not the student. I'm the master.
See, that's the thing, is he made us think that there was a student and a teacher.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was him all along.
I've heard that Plato is basically just Plato, and he pretended to be this person named Socrates.
Yeah. Weiland says...
Or is it the other way around? I can't remember.
Weiland said Street Fighter 30th Anniversary Collection arrived in the mail today. That makes him happy. Yeah, that'd make me happy.
That would make me happy, too. I want to get that.
Exactly. All right. No other Sweetos. I didn't see anything else. Free for all. Do you want to do your quick rundown of Solo? And then I have a free for all after this. But Eric, tell us about Solo, a Star Wars story.
Well, first of all, don't ever confuse it with many other films that also have named Solo in them, including that one Universal Soldier. A clone that was terrible.
Yeah, don't do that.
And anyways, it is a prequel side story movie of sorts about how Han Solo came to be where he was before the beginning of the first film.
Yeah.
And how he obtained the the Millennium Falcon and met Chewie and Lando. And I think if you were one of those people who wished that there were more callbacks to other Star Wars works in movies like The Last Jedi and The Force Awakens, you might like this movie a little bit more because it rewards you for being a Star Wars fan instead of like subverting your expectations like Last Jedi did. I didn't have a problem with Last Jedi, but a lot of other people did, and there's reasons basically boiled down to it's not like the old thing. And I wish that this character was stronger and they didn't have a quote-unquote SJW bent, but those people can fuck off, I think, yeah. For the most part. In fact, I watched somebody on YouTube channel, and I'm probably going to unsub from now because he did something that was really disingenuous, and it has less to do with what he did, and that him. He can claim he's doing it to have fun, but it's his personality is kind of toxic to me.
Yeah.
But Solo feels like it is universe building because it does, like I said, it drops some deep cuts into the universe lore because it makes references to things like a certain PS1 fighting game. and if you're, I know Wufei saw the movie, and there's one particular reference that I cannot spoil because once you see it, you'll be like, oh my god, I can't believe they did that.
Interesting. That makes me want to watch Solo. I have not seen it. What else, Eric? No spoilers at all. What can you say about the film? Did it have good pacing?
Yeah, I think it was done well. And it does kind of feel like an Ocean's 11, but if it were Star Wars type of movie.
Okay. I get it.
And you get to see a little bit of the like technology that existed pre-Rebellion.
That's cool. All right. So what are you giving Solo?
And it does explain how Han's so good at flying.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
There's one example of lore poisoning, and that's the obvious joke of how. No. It's the fact that it is a joke. How he has his name.
Oh, okay. All right.
And when you see it, you'll facepalm.
Yeah. Dungeon says, I like what Solo explored, even with some of the issues like the universe building stuff as well. So what are you giving Solo? And then we can get
Brent. I'm going to give it an 8.2.
Yeah.
Quite a half.
Okay. That sounds good. That sounds fine. 8.2 is fine. I'm going to try to see it this week. Money's the issue. It always is.
Mine's been time. Sorry.
Yeah.
At first,
no spoilers.
Who's the person that plays Solo?
I thought this was over with.
Yeah, it is. I thought it was over too. Is it over, Eric, or no?
No, I just wanted to say one more thing.
Okay, I'll tell you when to come back, break. All right, go ahead, Eric.
What was the name of the person who played Solo?
I have no idea.
At first, I kind of felt like he wasn't really good fit for Han Solo, but by the end of the movie, I felt like he fit in naturally.
Okay, cool. All right, is that it?
Yeah.
All right, Breakman, come back. All right. Okay, speaking of Star Wars, I have a question for us. Break, are you back? You back, Break?
Yeah, I'm back.
All right. Break, I have a question for you because I like Star Wars, but I'm not quite as big of a fan as you are. So I'm going to ask you this question and then we'll discuss. Over the weekend, the 4-day holiday weekend, Star Wars Solo, whatever they called that, Solo Star Wars Story, or whatever they're calling it, did not do quite as well as what. A lot of previous
stuff. Oh, it did a lot worse than they thought, actually.
Yeah, it did worse. It did not meet expectations, even though it was the number one movie, et cetera, et cetera.
They're expecting a big drop-off this week.
Yeah.
Probably going to happen, too.
My question to you, Break, is, Has Star Wars kind of run its course now? Now that we're
no, not yet. No. It's just that they're starting to oversaturate, though.
The better question is, are you tired of it yet?
No, I only asked this. Well, that's
no,
another.
Because next year we're going to get episode 9, and that's going to be a smash hit.
Yeah, 9's going to be a smash hit, no question. It'll probably break records, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm beginning to think, like, all right, I don't think it's possible to oversaturate a genre if you're...
It hasn't become
Hold
Simpsons
on, Eric.
Yet.
Let me finish. I don't think it's possible to oversaturate, let's say, something like comic books, right? Because there's a myriad of characters that you can run with that have interesting backstories, that do interesting things. And I think Star Wars is in a smaller universe than say comic books, right? It's contained, in other words. It's got its own history. I'm not saying there's a lack of material there, but I'm thinking that 2 movies a year is gonna be way too much for Star Wars.
They're not doing 2 movies a year.
We just had in December, what was it, Last
yeah,
Jedi?
That was last year.
Yeah, Last Jedi
and then Solo
in December.
This year, and
yes.
Then next year, episode
Although
9,
technically it's
we're not
a
2 movies a year.
No,
so.
We are getting into 2 movies a year, because if you look at December to now, I know December was last year, but I think they're too close together. They're in the same universe.
Right,
it's
and that's
like,
what I was saying with oversaturation. But yeah. DB has a point in chat when yeah. he says that Star Wars hasn't run its course, but no one was really asking for a
yeah.
solo film
yeah.
either.
Yeah.
It's the movie we didn't ask for, but it's the movie we probably realized we needed.
Yeah. I just the way
and Wiley agrees with you. The 2 movies a year will happen, right? It might, but I was just saying it's not happened yet. Which
yeah,
is
what I'm saying is this: like, if in other words, if like the Marvel movies are a good example. Let's say you took the biggest one, Black Panther, right? You took Black Panther and you gave him his own universe. Would people really go see 2 Black Panther movies every year? I don't think they would, and I think that's what Star Wars is suffering from right now. I think it's just – it's not enough time in between. I think 1 year you would make a ton. If Solo would have came out in December, you would have made a shit ton more money.
Are you talking about the Okoye spinoff that you're talking about?
No, 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 no. I'm just saying if you had a contained universe, like let's say Ant-Man. For instance, if you came out with 2 Ant-Man movies every year, nobody would want to see the second one because it'd be more of the same shit, right? I think that's what Star Wars is suffering. The same shit recycled over and over. And I don't know. Freak Fight says a Boba Fett TV show would be awesome. Isn't there a Boba Fett movie coming out now?
Yeah, there have been rumors about a Boba Fett movie. Like, I don't get it. Like, you Boba Fett people, you like him because he looked cool.
Yeah, I like
that's,
Boba
that's
Fett.
It. Like, yeah and Waylon says, yeah, he's getting.
You know what's
right
more
now.
Likely? A Darth Maul.
I would like a Darth Maul.
Like,
movie.
There was more substance to Darth Maul than there ever was to yeah. to Boba yeah. Fett.
I would like.
I'm
Darth
sorry,
Maul.
Like Boba Fett, like he was not a character.
Yeah, he
wasn't
was.
He was a guy that was there wearing a cool suit half the time.
I think you know what Boba Fett was.
It's mostly broken suit because it caused his death.
No. No, I think that Boba Fett was more left to the imagination, and that's why people love Boba Fett so much. Because
no, I'm telling you, they loved how he looked,
and he looked cool.
It's the helmet yeah. and the jetpack with the rocket launcher on the back, which looks fucking awesome. It really
I
does.
I personally think Boba yeah. Fett is a pissant opportunist, and he's actually just a loser.
Yeah,
yeah
but
probably.
Still,
but
Jango
like,
Fett
a
is
Star
the real
Wars fan. Like, I've just always found him to be just so like. Like, did you watch the movies? Like,
yeah,
he was
yeah.
not really that much of a part
Nothing.
Of it, and
yeah.
he was a joke. His death was a joke, basically. You know,
where Boba Fett? Better not bounty hunter movie yeah. than Boba Fett is.
I'm sorry, Boba Fett fans. I know, like, you guys like are hardcore. Like, he's the best thing like, ever.
Why
I just never understood.
Money?
Like, Like I liked Han and Luke and Vader, you know, like the people that actually did shit.
Yeah. Freak Five says
make
no.
Make an AK-47 movie.
Yeah. Freak Five says no. Frank, Star Wars is kind of where Marvel. Hold on, Eric. How many Marvel movies do we go to every year? The distinction being is what I said. Break like comic. There's a plethora of comics, right? You got Black Panther, you got Ant-Man, you got Captain America, you got Iron Man, et cetera, et cetera. And I know you have different characters in the Star Wars universe, but I'm saying as a whole, you wouldn't put two Black Panther movies in a year, just like you shouldn't put – I think Star Wars should just do one a year, like either an episode or a Star Wars story.
But they are just doing one a year.
No.
Like, I don't
no.
– you keep saying they're doing two, but no. We discussed it. They did one in December, which was last year. That was
right.
2017.
It's within
a year. That
was
the only movie they did in 2017.
Right.
And then they did this movie for 2018, and Solo is going to be the only Star Wars movie for 2018.
So nothing.
And then 2019, in the Christmas season, we're going to get Episode 9.
Oh,
so this is going to be a long time between this and the next Star Wars movie,
19 is...
So you keep saying two movies a year. That hasn't happened yet.
Well, okay.
Like, you keep trying to make a point that isn't a point because it doesn't exist.
Let me reframe it. Two movies in a year, period. Does that make more sense, Frank?
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does because...
No, it doesn't, Frank.
Look.
Listen, look. Solo movie came out in May. We're not
right.
getting another Star Wars movie until,
okay.
I think, December of next year,
okay, but,
2019. So
but
how
you're
is
missing,
that not a big gap?
You're missing it. You're missing the point that I'm making, Frank. We just had a movie in December, and in May we're expected to watch another Star Wars movie. And eventually, like Weiland says, it's going to be two a year to where we're seeing three movies within a six-month
period. But it's not like that
period.
Now.
So basically, Frank's
no.
saying
speculating
Frank's,
this,
no.
Frank's saying
about
there's
now.
This mystery movie that's going to come out
no,
between now
I'm not saying
and,
that. No, you guys
nine.
Are missing the you're missing the whole fucking thing. I said within a six-month period, we have two Star Wars movies. Is that true
yeah, and then we
or
don't
not
have
true?
Another
not
one
really
for another year and a half.
Year.
No. No, I'm just saying.
We're not,
like,
we're not getting another Star Wars until, I think, December of next year.
No, I understand that, but I'm just making the point that they made a major...
You don't seem to understand.
They made a major, major mistake releasing Solo 6 months, less than 6 months after the last Star Wars
movie. Yeah, they
should
have waited
movie.
Until December.
Yeah, December would have been perfect. That I bet you it wouldn't have broke records, but it would have made well over 100 mil in its domestic first week. If they waited till December.
Yeah, and Freak makes a good point. He says when you say episode 8 and 9, if their episode 8 and 9 came out in the same year, that'd be more comparable to two Black Panther
it's
movies.
It's a Star
in a year.
Wars movie.
That's
it's
not
a
even,
fucking
but
Star
there,
Wars
these are,
movie.
Well, look, the Avengers movies are completely separate from Ant-Man, right? And
I
Thor
agree.
And Cap, they have their own separate
okay,
movies from the Avengers.
Exactly.
That's what this is.
Let's take
that's
let,
exactly
let's,
what this is.
Let's take
you got your main episodes,
no.
you 1 through 9, which
but
we're
look,
getting to 9 next year. But
look,
Solo and Rogue One have been like these offshoot movies that have nothing to do with the originals.
Actually,
well,
Solo
well,
does.
Well, Rogue One had a lot to do with it.
And Rogue One does, and
are,
so does.
These are movies that are not connected to the main series.
My argument stands.
These are like offshoots.
No, my argument stands. If you had
I don't think so because
hold
everybody
on.
Disagrees with me, right?
If you had two Avengers movie in the same year, I'd say the same thing. And by
right,
the way,
but they don't have two.
I agree. That's what I'm saying. That's where they're going wrong. They're doing the movies
me.
Too close together. I agree. There's a big gap between Solo. And the next Star Wars movie, but right now they made a huge mistake with Solo, and the numbers bear it out. Like it was what little more than half of what
I. But if they released it in the wintertime, I don't think there's any guarantees it would have done any better.
There's no
like,
guarantee.
The Solo
but...
movie wasn't as Dungeon Buster said earlier in chat. Like nobody wanted a Solo movie,
yeah.
and that's the thing.
Well,
nobody did.
Rogue
One's numbers were. Rogue One was number one at the box office for the first week, and its numbers plummeted for the second week, which
they
is what's going to happen with Solo.
Yeah,
it's the same thing. It's not because it's too many Star Wars movies. It's because these are offshoot movies that people that are more for the hardcore fans, you know,
you know,
the people
I see
like me
the,
who want Star Wars.
No, I understand. You know what the difference that I'm trying to make the distinction? Marvel was set up for a cinematic universe. Star Wars doesn't seem
They're trying to,
me, to
make it a cinematic universe.
Yeah, yeah. So, Star Wars doesn't seem conducive to me to make a whole big universe. You know what
but
I mean?
But that's a completely different argument from the one you were just making
no,
about there
I,
are too many
no,
movies.
No,
like that's
my
different.
Argument,
like I can kind of agree with you on that, because there are people that definitely don't – they're not into the expanded universe type thing. Like I said, it's more for people like me who are fans of Star Wars.
Speaking of
– And that's why the numbers – and that's why the box office numbers plummet like that. People go to see it and they're like, oh, this doesn't really – You know, I should say the hardcore fans go out to see it, and then it doesn't have the legs of the other Star Wars franchises because the other people aren't going out to see it.
Yeah, Dungeon actually makes a good point with Solo. It had to compete with Deadpool 2 and Avengers and Black Panther, by the way. Black Panther's still in theaters.
Yeah, but
there
are always competition.
The last I checked, it was in a red box.
No. It came out on DVD, and it was still like in the top 10, Black Panther. So
yeah, Black Panther's still in theaters.
Yeah.
It really
it's,
is.
It's
still you, can't, you can buy it, but it's still in theaters.
Yep. And
so
by
it's
the,
like in, it's in like the cheap theaters.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, I haven't really seen it on main theater in a while. It's more like the cheap theaters. Yeah.
And by the
but
way,
it's definitely still out there, and they're definitely still touting it as like you know come.
So speaking of which, digital rentals are way too expensive.
Yeah, I agree.
I can go to Walmart or Target to get Batman Ninja for $15, which I'm gonna do tomorrow. And instead of paying the $5 that, or the $6, depending on which service you use, if you use Redbox, it's $6. If you use Vudu, it's $5.
Yeah.
Why would I pay a fourth of the price?
Yeah,
or a
I
third
agree.
Of the price?
Google and iTunes are exact same way. Like the rental prices for digital movies are fucking ridiculous.
They are
the
ridiculous.
Buying prices for digital movies are worse too.
Yeah. I know. Oh yeah.
No, I totally agree.
I can get that disc and Blu-ray and DVD and digital set for $15. They want just digital $20.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I have a problem even with the 4K movies being like $30 a movie. It's fucking ridiculous. It's so expensive. Like, I don't understand the pricing on it.
Is that 4K digital or is that 4K retail?
4K retail. I don't want to do 4K digital just for the simple fact
unless
that
it has like all the other versions. I don't see why they do that.
Yeah. But why would you want multiple? I don't get why they put like – I think that's where the cost is. They put in like 15 versions of the same movie.
I don't know because like I said, you can get Batman Ninja like DVD, Blu-ray combo plus digital for $15.
But why can't you buy just the Blu-ray for cheaper? You know what I'm saying? Like buy
yeah, like,
a Blu-ray.
Give me, like I'll spend $8 on just the Blu-ray.
Yeah. What if I don't want a digital copy and I just
they could
want...
sell a whole lot more if they did that too.
Yeah.
It's like
yeah,
you're missing out on an opportunity.
Yeah.
Here. Like,
I,
you want to be
wish...
like Square Enix.
Yeah.
Be greedy as fuck because you want all the money instead
it's
of
like,
just some of the money.
It's like why do you do a Blu-ray DVD combo? It makes no sense to me. It's like
it's
I've learned about
for them
that
to package it that way because then they won't have to worry about which. They don't have to worry about the consumer worrying about which version to buy. Just buy one version.
Yeah. No, I just – to me, it just doesn't make sense. But
they shouldn't inflate the price for that.
Either
you can,
way
– Yeah, you can rent Deadpool $4.99.
Yeah.
Digital copy. Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah,
like,
that's
– I mean – or I'm sorry, $2.99 for Deadpool.
Yeah.
Not bad. I'm sorry. That one's on sale.
Deadpool?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, Vudu does
they
it
have
good.
Black Panther for $5. Ooh.
Yeah.
For a rental, $5. Ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. Vudu does a good job of doing sales a lot. And also something that a lot of these places are doing, they have a healthy selection of free movies. I mean, sure, you deal with a couple of you
Is
know,
Black Panther on Netflix yet?
No. Black. I don't think it.
How long
will
does it
go.
Take for that to happen? Because like,
I don't think
probably
it's
a while
to.
Because they've got Guardians of the Galaxy 2, and I think 4 Ragnarok will be the next one before they get Black Panther.
I don't think that Black Panther's going to end up.
Galaxy 2 is already on there, but how long ago was that put up?
Yeah, I don't think that they are coming out with Black Panther on Netflix because Disney's launching its own service.
Yeah,
so.
But that's not until next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't
so there's,
know.
There's a lot of time between then and now, and I think Disney will want that revenue that they can get in between.
Yeah,
then they'll
sure.
pull it off.
Exactly. Like, they'll probably give it to him for a couple months and then take it away.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, Black Panther would be worth getting digitally or otherwise, like actually having, because that's a great
$5
movie.
To rent a digital.
No, like, fuck that. That's ridiculous. You can rent it at
Redbox.
Oh, I
didn't even look
for
how much the
bucks.
Purchase price
Voodoo,
was.
Voodoo, you might as well do like a subscription-based model like Netflix does at this point.
Yeah, they will. They will. They got enough to do it. All right, guys, that's about it.
$14.99.
That's not bad. $14.99 to buy is not terrible.
Yeah, I mean, that's comparable to the Blu-ray price, but usually the prices are $19.99, so.
Yeah. All right. I think that's going to do it for us this week. Next week is our E3 preview show, so we'll be talking, you know, a lot of E3 stuff from the big three and stuff like that. So, all right, let's go with Breakman. Let's do your plug, sir.
Oh, on Google, Batman Ninja plus bonus original Japanese version digital copies on sale for $10.
Not bad. That's a good price. It's a batshit crazy movie. Batshit.
Well, I know Eric was talking about going to buy it, but you can buy the HD version for $10. It's on sale right now on Google.
It's not quite as good. A streaming
version.
Yeah, but
it'd be the
digital
version, and I don't have to run it through Google.
Yeah. Digital versions.
I don't think there's a Google app on the Google View app on the PS4.
Yeah.
Ouch. Civil War and Black Panther, $32.99 as a combo.
That's a lot. Ouch. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Ouch. All right. Break. Plugs.
You can follow me at @break_man, and then I have another Twitter account, but nobody seems to know about it. So,
which one is that?
At RP Grinders on Twitter.
Yeah, send us some questions.
It's an advice column. we answer questions. We read stuff on there.
Yeah, there you go. Eric, your plug.
Yeah, you know, like if you're having relationship problems, where like say your boyfriend, you walk
no,
in
don't
on your boyfriend.
To break, man.
you come home early, you notice a strange car in your driveway, you walk in on your boyfriend doing it to the neighbor chick.
Yeah, yeah.
And her cousin.
Yeah, that would be definitely...
You don't freak out. Mm-hmm. You just quietly close the door, walk downstairs, and get your rifle.
There you go.
What if you don't have a rifle? Because I don't believe
if you don't have a rifle, then you quietly join in.
Yeah, there you go. That's the kind of advice you would get if you gave us a question on the @RPGrinders
like,
Twitter.
If you find somebody cheating on you, go ahead and shoot them. It's fine. Yeah. Or you can join in. It's up to you.
Yeah.
I can't, you know, I can't be you in the moment.
It's all about options is what Blake is saying. Yes. Yeah. All right, Eric.
You don't even need a loaded gun either. You just need an airsoft gun with no bullets in it. That'll do the job.
Unless you're a minority, because that'll end up getting you killed. So, you know. But anyways, Eric.
Oh, yeah. And if you're black, definitely call the cops first.
Yes.
And wait outside.
Yes.
With a knife in your pocket or something.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right. All right, Eric.
That ties into the story I was going to talk about next week.
Oh, shit. Kidding
we'll
me?
We'll talk about it next week. Eric, your plugs,
dude,
please.
That's fucked up. I can't. Fuck.
Eric, your plugs.
I was making a fucked up joke, and, like, if there's something that ties into it.
Anyways, you can find me on sites I've written reviews for games, on sites like BostonBastardGate.com, TotallyGN.com. I've got reviews for that site up this week, two reviews. That'd be Jotun and The Streets of Red, Devil's Dare Deluxe for the Switch.
All right. Sounds
interesting. And then there's other sites like VogNetwork.com and AusGamers.com. And then there's my YouTube channel, Fun ET Man. And I'm actually considering making an Eric RPG channel if possible.
Oh,
and slowly moving all my content over there before I delete the Fun ET Man channel.
Yeah, there you go. That'd be okay, too.
That would be big undertaking, though, because I need to take time to actually re-download those files.
Yeah.
I've got another.
I don't think
advice.
YouTube's made it easy to like near content. You can't just take content from one channel.
No, it's hard to do. You're right. Break. You had something.
I have another piece of advice. If you have children and say one of them goes missing, quote unquote, be sure to call the media. And give a vague description of a black man or a Mexican.
Yeah. And in other words, Freak Five and myself, that would probably do the trick. Freak Five says in October, him, Mrs. Freak, Jesse, and Michael will be in Evan City, Pennsylvania for the Living Dead weekend, which is cool. Lots of stuff going there. You guys will probably get a bunch of cool interviews, hopefully. That'd be awesome, Freak Five. My plugs are as follows. The website is back up and running. It's rpgrinders.podbean.com. There was some difficulties on some people's screens, not mine for whatever reason, but I did fix it. So if you go there now, all of our episodes are up and running beautifully. Totally like the best ever, like Trump would say. I don't even know how you would talk about it. But anyways, that's about it. I'm on Twitter.
Terrific and wonderful. And I've got another piece of advice for you.
Oh, what's the other?
Another piece of advice for you. Remember, if you're a white person, when in doubt, always blame a minority.
I think
And always call them an animal, too.
Yeah. Freak Five says anyone who can make it should join us. Zombies Anonymous has been having problems with life, so haven't been able to record. But we will have a live show that weekend. That'd be cool. Sucks.
Which one is that? What weekend is that in October?
That would be, I don't know. That's a good question. What weekend? Follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches on Twitter. If you have anything for me, up to and including tons of money, I can be bribed. So there you go. The 19th, Freak Five says. So there you go. That's the date for, Living Dead weekend in Evan City, Pennsylvania. All right. I think that's it. Anybody got anything else?
Oh, if you are not on a diet and you don't care about getting fatter, you get free donuts at Dunkin' Donuts because it's National Donut Day.
Yeah. Those of us listening live, which will be the minority, go get your free donut. All right. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. He says the 50th anniversary of Night of the Living Dead. That's awesome. We want to see you back here next week. Stay safe this weekend. Later, guys. We're out. Sort of.
Sort of?
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of, sort of? Maybe.
Breakman is a Star Wars junkie.
It's true.
He's got a tube that is released.
That's not true.
It's totally true. Totally true.
It's not true.
It's totally true.